Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good afternoon, good evening, and hello to all of you folks across the country and around the world. You've tuned in one more time to Grassroots Talks for another featured presentation of When Numb Is Not Enough, hosted by none other than Dr. Tametra Clark Arthur. Yes, I did say that. And you folks need to know that coming out of the blocks, okay? There is a book. Some people might even call it a crutch, but I'm going to tell you how important a crutch can be a little bit later. So don't look at that as a sign of weakness, because that is not what we're talking about here today. But first, let's say hello to Dr. Clark. Good morning.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Wherever you might be, I count it an honor and a privilege as always to be with you, to share the space, to be the container as you allow me to be the canvas for which you paint your feelings, your thoughts, your emotions, and allow me to share words given to me to share to you to hopefully uplift and motivate you on your journey through grief and loss in any aspect and area of your life. So I thank you for being here again today and allowing me to be here to talk about when numb is not enough. What do we have today, Mr. Brown?
What do we have today? I'm going to just share a story that a young man wrote to me and put it into some level of perspective. I knew the young man many, many years ago, but I've never really told the story. He says, they used to call me a loser. And, yeah, that can hit pretty hard. You know, for some of you who have never won a race before, never hit the winning basket, never made a home run, never made a touchdown, never had a chance to dance with the girl because all of the other cooler guys had a chance to dance with her. I mean, you can go on down the line. Never bought a new car, you know. But let me stop and say, get back on track. He said, "I believed it though," and then I lost my legs. Picture that, will you? The thing that we take for granted, that we can just get up and go from one room to the other, or we'll park a little bit further so we can get our walk in just because we can. No, it's deeper than that, folks. Okay, I'm on a soap opera then. He said, I really believed that I was a loser for sure when I lost my legs. Then a miracle happened. I was recruited to be on a basketball team. And before y'all start thinking that I'm crazy and not reading it right, yes. And if you've ever seen people in wheelchairs play basketball, okay, and they are serious about this, he goes, I thought that they were teasing me, but no, it was true. They really wanted me on this team for handicapped people. Well, I not only made the team, but we won the championship, and I no longer felt like a loser. I was, you know, trying to jump out of my seat. I was feeling so good about myself. I had become a champion. We won the game. Matter of fact, I hit the last basket. It wasn't the winning basket because we were blowing them out. It was because I wanted to be something or somebody, and I wanted to be recognized. So now my opportunity had come. However, as we were closing the ceremony and we were all getting ready to depart, I'm wheeling up to the vehicle that we're going to ride home. And one of the opposing team players was over on the side in his chair, and he's crying. And I says, what's the matter? Are you okay? You know, I'm in a great mood. He goes, this might have been my last opportunity for this because I'm slowing down. I'm getting a little bit older. And the coach told me that he probably should have let someone else play in my place. Man. And he said, I'm a loser. And that hit me so hard. this young man, I'm paraphrasing parts of it because I can literally relate. So he turns around and he hands the young man his trophy. He says, no, I played against you. I remembered you through all four quarters. You were tough. Every time when we ran into each other and you got knocked down, I don't know if you folks ever seen this, but people in chairs, those athletes, that's what I call them, they don't want you to help them up. So he picks himself up time after time, and they battle in the whole nine yards, and they came up a little bit short. But the guy says, I want you to have this trophy because we wouldn't be champions today if it hadn't have been for champions like you. I'm going to close this out by giving you a personal. I was in the gym many years ago, and I'm shooting, and I'm getting frustrated. Oh, I'm really frustrated. I shoot the ball, it bricks, and the rebound goes way on the other side of the court. You folks know what I'm talking about. And I'm probably mumbling a few words that the young man who they were playing in their wheelchair on the other court. And he says, what's the matter with you? I go, man, I can't throw a pea in the ocean. He kind of laughed, right? And as he turned real quick, he fell down. I went to help him up. This is how I learned that. And he goes, whoa, 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 back up, okay? I'm not handicapped, okay? And if you keep looking at me, I want you to really pay attention. I think you're handicapped because you don't recognize the blessing. You're still walking, my friend. So needless to say, he picked himself up and he rolled on about his business, and I went back over to the court. And on the way out, I says to him, I go, thanks for the reminder. And he just looked at me, nodded his head. We all have an opportunity to be great in spite of whatever we go through, ladies and gentlemen, okay? Because there's an inheritance in us that comes from way, way back. Some people use the word legacy, which is what came to mind today. If we have an opportunity and we at least give it a shot, we already won because at least we got up and we gave it one more try, okay? Even if the limbs aren't working or we didn't get the pay that we got or we lost the friend that we had or we thought that we had, we still giving life a shot. So I'll remind you with normally what I like to close on, because Dr. Clark's going to help make some clinical sense out of this, that life is hard and life is a struggle. From the time you check in to the time you check out, from the cradle to the grave, from the womb to the tomb, life can be a struggle. But as long as you're alive, you got a chance. Take advantage of that. That bloodline that's in you, if everybody in your family, you might have looked at it and said they were all losers. You all came from the same place. Well, my daddy was sorry because he wound up going to jail. He was a crackhead. He never did nothing for me. Yeah, well, guess what? He had something to do with getting you here too, okay? And made you that greatness in spite of whatever happened with him. And believe me, I've seen a lot of crackheads wind up with a little bit of pride in their chest, or a guy who can't get a job because he's a felon, but he knows my kid made it. Ask Dennis Rodman. All right, well, anyway, folks, that was my soap opera. It's all about giving yourself a chance. Now, let's see if we can get Dr. Clark to help make some sense out of this. Thank you for letting me share the story about the young man in the chair who knew, who had to be reminded he was great too, and so are you. Dr. Clark.
Wow. I don't know if I have a comeback for that, Mr. Brown, this morning. But as you said, there's always something within us, even in those moments where we feel like we have lost something, right? There's always a gift in that because there's always something that can be recreated from that. We have to remember that when we're on these journeys, our journeys are not just ours and ours alone. We're never put here just for ourselves. And so anything that we do, even though it looks like, oh, I'm getting this done for me, I'm making this happen, it's not about us. It's about a bigger picture. It's about
someone else out there needing to see or needing to hear the story of our journey and where we have come from and where we are and where we're headed. Because we never know in the course of a day what others may be going through. And it may be just that word that you have to tell them about your story that gives them a little motivation to say, oh, I'm not as bad as I thought I was.
There
is something that we can. So I have to say that when during these last couple of weeks doing these workshops, that has just rung out so much more in my ear to see that as heavy as this journey of being the torch, so to speak, carrying this Olympic torch for this whole phenomenon of grief and loss and sitting with people and sharing my journey, seeing the breakthroughs and hearing the feedback from those who have been in attendance for these workshops has been like none other. And where I have had those conversations with God about why are you choosing me for this assignment, I've had to change that language and say, why not me for this assignment? Because when I see what's happening, when I look out amongst the faces of those who are sitting there hurting and trying to make some sense of it and feeling like they are of no good and are of no use to those around them because they're in this place of being stuck or feeling like people are not understanding where they are and so not knowing what to do with all these feelings that they have. And for me to be able to stand to just say one word and to give them some hope and have them give themselves permission to feel any way they need to feel and use me, as I said earlier, as that canvas to paint whatever feeling, emotion, thought that they have onto my space and allow me to contain it for them and to help to compartmentalize it for them, I know that that's the legacy that I will be leaving. Because it's not about me. It's about what I can share with others so that their journey is not as painful. Their journey, they can make sense of it. Their journey can be lived with intention and can be lived with purpose and can be lived with value and can be lived so that through them, others can see that there is still life after such traumatic experiences happening, especially when you're sitting there when people have lost their children and they can't say, no, my child passed away, but no, my child was murdered. What is it like to sit with that versus someone saying, you know what, my loved one passed away in their sleep? That's a very different dynamic, and to hold that space for someone and to help them make sense of that and to move to the next level is legacy leaving for me. And I thank God that he's given me that assignment. And I accept that assignment. And I had someone tell me last week, you have a tall order to fill. And I said, you're absolutely right, but I'm up for the challenge. Because he's trusting me enough. He's trusting me enough with the information to share, to be able to help those who feel lost and who feel like they're a loser because they're in this place that they don't understand, to help them get to the next level. And so there's always, always something that someone else has to learn and can grow from what it is you're going through. So never feel that you're a loser. Never feel that you don't matter. You're fearfully and wonderfully made. And when there's something that is removed from your life, he's always going to bring something else to replace it and give you double. But you have to believe that you are worth more than what your physical circumstances look like, more than what your physical environment may be telling you, more than what the things that are placed right in your immediate space might tell you. Because we live in a physical world, but we operate in a supernatural hemisphere. And so you've got to believe that. that it's not about you. It's about what you do for others. And when you allow yourself to be of service for others, and when you give that sacrifice to others, that what you feel you've lost and what you feel that you are not will be replaced. And that gift that's within you will definitely be nourished and will definitely be planted and will develop within you. So know that we all have something to leave. We all have a story to share. Tell your story, be proud of your story, and be unapologetic about the roadblocks that come as your story is being written. You have the narrative. Share it with somebody. That's all I got for you.
Folks, we're going to take a quick break because there's something that Dr. Clark is going to share with you, just a tidbit on how you can start picking up your pieces and see yourself a little bit differently. Maybe some words of encouragement. Many of us use affirmations. Some of us go to the Bible, a combination of both. But I got to give you a little piece of this inspirational song before she comes on and starts preparing to wrap this one up for today. So hang in there. Here we go. Let's see here. And one, two, three. Come on, you can do it. Okay. Dr. Clark, the purpose of today is to inspire us to continue to move forward in spite of whatever else has been going on. If you've been a loser in your opinion or somebody else's all the way up until today, well, guess what today is? Your defining moment, because when you decided to come on the air and listen, the gentleman who shared his story that reminded me of something that had happened in my walk when the young man told me, "Ain't you glad you walking and look me dead in the eye? Who am I to be ungrateful?" I think that's an insult to God sometime, even though he knows your heart. If you walk around saying, "I don't have enough," he give you what you need at the time, okay? So as we prepare to have asked Dr. Clark to give us some kind of an exercise that we can, you know, use as a tool to combat that unfortunate negativity that sometimes consumes us because of our condition or our state. And unfortunately, sometimes it's a combination of state of mind and the state of presence, as she was saying. You could just be physically just kind of a wreck. But if you got to have the consciousness to be able to pick up that, hit the dial on your computer, or if somebody's playing it for you, that's a winning spirit, and we got an opportunity today. So, Dr. Clark, can you help us? I know it's a little bit earlier today, but sometimes it ain't the quantity of time, it's the quality. And like she was saying, this one's hard to beat. Everybody on here that made it, you're a winner. And look at somebody else when you get an opportunity and tell them the same thing that we're telling you. You are a winner. Dr. Clark, Can you give us one of the tools? And I know we better go take a look at that book, because at the end of the day, that may help serve as your salvation. Oh, and I forgot to remind you, we are not apologizing to share the word with you. I think the word that she uses often is unapologetically. No, you got choices to make in life. I was saved in 1972. Yeah, that was a long time ago. But in the blink of an eye, it felt like it was just yesterday. And boy, did I do some things to really kind of combat that. But God continued to see the best in me, as we see and want you to share the best in you with whomever you come across. Dr. Clark, can you help us make some sense out of this as we prepare it to close?
I hope so. So in the book, I believe it's in the back, what I have provided are affirmations to live with intention through grief and your loss. And so some of those affirmations, I give you the affirmation, and I give you a space to just kind of meditate on those things and how they may relate to your life. And so because there's so many things that you go through in life and we don't always understand it, one of the affirmations that I've provided says, I don't always understand the path my journey takes me, but
that's right.
Respect. And so when we think about that, allow yourself to just kind of have a free association with that phrase, and I'll say it again, I don't always understand the path my journey takes me, but I respect the process. And when we allow ourselves and give ourselves permission to respect the process of the journey that we're on, that's when we find the gifts within ourselves, those hidden gems that were there, that have become suppressed by the external dialogues that we hear and that internal dialogue that we've told ourselves over the years, that I can't, I'm no good, you'll never be nothing. But as the song said, he sees the best in you when everyone else around can only see the worst. So meditate on what this of your journey means to you, and allow yourself to write about that and to connect with the words and the power that you allow the pen to place on the paper. And until we meet again, give yourself permission to grieve and go to drtanitraclark.com and check out When Love Is Enough. Thank you. I'll see you guys on Thursday.
Because there are some folks in here that people are going too long. that you would never amount to anything, said that you would never end up being anywhere. But Myron, tell them one more time. What did he say?
It's all a fact.
When mama said you would never be nothing, when aunties and uncles said that you would never amount to anything, when daddy didn't come home anymore, he didn't look at you and say that you were going to make it. God look at you and what did he see? What did he see? What did he see?
If you're looking to sell your